Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to your program called Treasures of Wisdom, and we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after sending blessings upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim uridwan. Subhanallah, we have a very beautiful weather here in South Africa, Durban, dear viewers, and mashallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we go, we should keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, keep seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our sins that we have committed, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. Our discussion for today is, how should we bring blessings in our food? Eating is a habit which you and I would have to do. How many of us have eaten and taken lunch, dear viewers? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have enjoyed this ni'mat and bounty from our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, subhanallah, eating is something that everybody does, dear viewers. But how many of us are motivated to eat in accordance to the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. How many of us have intended to increase our virtuous deeds, dear viewers? Since we have to eat food, and there are actions that are done before eating, after eating, during eating, and these actions can determine with regards to how much do we lack in regards to the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much of his sunnahs do we even follow? And together with that, the solutions to the deprivation, and together with that, the solutions to the problems we may find financially, dear viewers, in our lives, are in the actions that we perform on a daily basis. Breakfast, lunch and supper, we all eat, and eating makes people happy. But subhanallah, together with eating, you can gain thawab and reward. And together with the reward, subhanallah, you can gain love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and nearness to Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through this action, which you are doing currently, if only you change a little of the very same thing that you do, subhanallah, your actions of eating will become even more blessed and mubarak, inshallah. The famous companion Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he once saw a piece of bread on the ground. So he said to his servant, clean this and put it away. When later he asked for the piece of bread for the time of iftar, so the servant had revealed and he said, Ya Sayyidi, I have eaten the piece of bread that you have asked for. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu said to him, I heard the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, the one who has picked up the piece of bread and eaten it, subhanallah, who picks up fallen pieces of bread and eats it, Allah forgives his sins. And how can I keep you as a slave? Because the beloved Rasul says, a person who picked up the pieces of bread from the floor and eaten it, before it reaches his stomach, Allah would forgive his sins. And I can no longer take work from the person who has been forgiven by my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, this was the mindset of our pious predecessors, subhanallah. Can you imagine what a wonderful statement he had made, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, the companion, Hazrat Amir bin Rabi'ah, radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would eat with three fingers and would lick them upon concluding. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir, radiyallahu anhu, he also states, he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to lick our fingers and bowls. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, you do not know which part of the food harbors blessings. Thus, you should lick your plate as well as your fingers when you eat, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Ujrah radiyallahu anhu, he explains, he says, I saw the Rasul of Allah azza wa jalla eat
with his thumb, his index finger, and the middle finger. Join them together. He says, I beheld him licking his Mubarak fingers before wiping them, starting with the middle finger, then the index finger, and thereafter the thumb. I have seen the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla lick his Mubarak fingers in this sequence. Subhanallah. So Sahaba Ikram Alihim Ridwan would follow the sequence of eating, drinking, and every other action of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, 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 Allah. So yes, dear viewers, when would we intend to perform these blessings and these actions that will bring about immense blessings in our lives, in our actions? Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would clean his plate. He would clean his plate by using his fingers to lick it clean, subhanallah. And the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I love and I like to clean my plate. And cleaning my plate, licking my fingers, is more beloved to me than giving an entire plate of food in charity. Allahu Akbar. Licking a plate in this manner is an act of humility. And thus it earns more reward than even giving charity in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. According to another narration, you shall be rewarded. You shall be given the thawab of freeing a slave in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this means now you are trying to excel in piety. You are not content with whatever rewards and thawab you have. You don't depend on that alone. You are trying to increase and gain more and more, more and more, just as you desire and we chase more wealth of the world because we know we have ends to meet, we have bills to pay. And you're keeping some extra for the rainy days as well. It's part of life, dear viewers. People intend different types of things before earning. But they are never content. The more you earn, the more you need. The more you earn, the more you want. Allahu Akbar. But when it comes to the matters related to the hereafter, people suffice with little thawab and get happy with whatever little they've got. The mindset is not there to earn more. But here, imagine for the last 30, 40 years, we are eating food, leaving our plates dirty, filthy with rice and breads and crumbs and roti. How much of food, how much of israf have we done in our lives? Ab wo waqt aa chuka hai ki hum badle apne aap ko. Change your home condition. First change yourself and the kids in the home would learn and see which part of the bread and the roti do you eat, do you leave? How do you clean your plate and your bowl, subhanallah. So these are some etiquettes and manners of eating and drinking. And us as Muslims and devotees of the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are commanded to extract lessons and examples from his blessed life, which serves as a role model for us. He is our mentor. He is our role model. He is the perfect example for us to see how he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has eaten. These actions are done on a daily basis. And based on these actions, Allah Kareem has made these actions a form of expiating our sins as well, dear viewers. Because you're a believer and because you recite La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, simply because of you coming into the folds of Islam, Allah Kareem has given privileges and honors to those people who have accepted Islam. Your sickness of fever and flu becomes an expiation for sins as well. Your sakarat and jaakani ka jo alam hota hai at the time of leaving the dunya, that becomes an expiation for your sins as well. Performing virtuous deeds, any discomfort which affects a believer is actually a form of reward and sawab. Anything. Thus the beloved Rasul says, when any musibat befalls you, recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. Any discomfort affects a believer is actually a form of reward and sawab for him. So why not? Why not? From the little headaches we have to the miserable situations we may face in our lives, observe patience, because the Quran says, Wa bashir as-sabirin. So there's glad tidings for the patient one. Allahu Akbar. And those who are patient, what glad tidings there is? Allah Kareem will shower blessings, mercy and guidance for such a person. So being patient, you will receive mercy, blessings and guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. Kya baat hai Madine ki? These are the etiquettes of eating, dear viewers. Acha. Many of us enjoy hot meals, right? हम सब चाहते हैं कि जब हम खाना खाएं तो गर्मा गर्म खाना खाएं, मजेदार वाला खाना खाएं, और जब तक गर्म ना हो तो मजा भी नहीं आता है. सो व्हाट इज द रूलिंग विद रिगार्ड्स टू दिस, डियर व्यूअर्स? हजरत सय्यदना जाबिर रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु टेल्स ऑफ हाउ द फाइनल प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, यू शुड कूल हॉट फूड एज देयर इज नो ब्लेसिंग्स इन इट. अच्छा, यू विल नोटिस, डियर व्यूअर्स, जितना गर्म खाना हो बंदा उतना ही खाता जाता है, खाता ही जाता है, खाता ही जाता है. यू नेवर गेट सैटिएटेड विद हॉट फूड बिकॉज द स्टमक एक्सपैंड्स. And you never know when you are full, actually. So there's no blessings in eating hot food. However, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Juwayriya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked eating food before it stopped steaming. Allahu Akbar. So only when the steam would stop and there's no steam in the food, yani bhaap jab khane se nikalta hai, jab wo khatam ho jaya karta tha, tab aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam tanawul farmaya karte the. Then only he would eat food. So why can't we also try that, dear viewers? Eating hot food when there's a lot of steam coming. Firstly, ek tarike se dekha jaye banda bhooka hai pehle se, na jaane kitne der se bhooka hai. The second thing is that you cannot wait for the food to be dished out. The third thing is that sometimes men get angry with their family members, bachcho pe, ghar waliyo pe, ki khana itna garam garam kyu diya gaya, thanda karna chahiye tha, I can't eat now, and this becomes a problem as well. Have sabr. Allow for the food to get cool. When you see the steam have stopped, then you begin eating, because this would burn your mouth, cause blisters in your stomach, in your mouth, burn the throat, burn your tongue, your taste buds will be gone, you wouldn't get to taste anything. Phir gussa bhi aata hai, anger too will come, sweat is coming out on one side. How miserable the situation becomes, dear viewers. And the person eats very fast thereafter. So anything hot like that, please be concerned about it. Allahu Akbar. This is what our great pious predecessors have stated and mentioned as well. Subhanallah. There is so much more that we're going to be learning about eating and drinking, dear viewers. Stay locked with us. Alhamdulillah, we have learned a few points right now about our beloved Nabi's style, about his Mubarak Andaz, subhanallah. To learn more, please stay tuned with Madani channel. We're going to be speaking about fly. If a fly goes into your food, what should you do? We're going to be speaking about the causes of deprivation. Can you eat food as you are sitting on your bed? Can you be served food once you're sitting on your bed? If you are, in which position should you sit, dear viewers? These are some important questions that we want to answer, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But just after this beautiful kalam that you would listen to, inshallah, let's enjoy Naati Rasul Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do return, we are to continue with our silsila. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine wale mera salam kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. Zaire Taba roze pe ja kar tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, Madine wale, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. Mujhko rula kar aah jata hai, mujhko rula kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, Madine wale, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا,
مدینے
سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا,
جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہو, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان, مدینے والے میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں, رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا, سلطان مدینے والے, جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہو, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا,
مدینے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا,
سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ, وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ, تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر, تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر, سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ. ویلکم بیک. For those who have currently joined us, you are watching Treasures of Wisdom and we were listening to the kalam Tu Salam Mera Ro Ro Ke Kehna by our honorable Arif Attari Hafizahullah. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing about how to bring blessings in our sustenance, in our food, dear viewers. Amazing pearls and words of wisdom. We were listening to by the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our pious predecessors. Acha, now we are speaking about flies falling into the food that you are eating, dear viewers. If a fly falls into your food or drink, it is wasteful and sinful to throw it away, dear viewers. Actually, it is said that submerge the fly into the food and take it out and consume the food without any worry. Subhanallah. The proof of Islam, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, had actually stated, submerge a fly when it falls into the food and remove it afterwards. As one of the wing of the fly contains cure and the other contains disease. When falling into food, it places the disease-containing wing. Allahu Akbar. It puts the wing that contains the disease first. So submerge the fly back into the same drink or food so that the wing that contains the cure can also be dipped into it as well, and there's no wastage thereafter, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Look at Islam. Look at the solutions our deen has given us for all these problems, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. In this way, a person would not throw away that food and ni'mat and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, dear viewers, we eat meat and we love to eat meat. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, she narrates how the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, do not cut the meat with a knife.
as this is the way of the non-Arabs. However, if the meat is large, it's a large piece of meat, for example, roasted leg, then there is no harm in using a knife to cut that meat. However, it is stated that when you're eating meat, you can break off the meat with your teeth, dear viewers. You can cut it with your teeth, subhanAllah. However, it is disliked to eat other edible items. For example, you're having a sandwich, you're having roti, you're breaking roti. It's disliked to eat all of that directly with the mouth by breaking it with the mouth, by taking a bite with the mouth, and thereafter you take a muscle like that. Rather, it is stated that you should break off the piece with your hand and then you should eat. There is more blessings and barakah in doing this as well. Alhamdulillah, let's educate our kids and our children at home. This is such a good tarbiyat to give our kids and our children, not to waste as well as to pick up the bits and pieces from the table spread. How many a times when we're breaking the roti or breaking the bread, crumbs fall onto the dasturkhan. Kya bachcho ko ye baat samjhate hain ki jab bhi humko roti todna hai to hum plate ke upar hi todein. You can split the bread or the roti over the plate so that if any crumbs would fall, it would fall into the plate. When a person eats food, Allah Kareem showers blessings onto that plate. It descends onto the plate, dear viewers. Thus, it is stated, do not waste the food because you have no idea as to which part of that food contains blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, eat not from the center, but eat from the side which is closest to you, subhanallah. Without leaving any portion. If you left one grain, maybe the barakah and the blessings was left in that last grain which you have left, dear viewers. Every day we eat and we have to eat. Eating causes us to become happy. We look forward to eating food majority of the time, dear viewers. But together with the hunger and the nafs, if we are able to explain ourselves that our purpose of coming in this world was to gain thawab and reward and to see whose actions are better. If the one who has no iman eats the way like how the people who have iman are eating. If you are eating just as they are eating, those who don't have iman would eat anyhow. And if we are imitating them, then what is the difference between them and I, dear viewers? Them and us? We have Islam. And Islam is our role model. Islam is our guidance, subhanAllah. Islam is the way of life. It teaches you and molds you to become a better person. Those actions which you perform will now cause Allah to start loving you because you are imitating and emulating the sunnah of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, chalein, amal karte hain, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Hutba bin Khalid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was an eminent hadith scholar. So, he was invited to dinner by the Khalif of Baghdad, Ma'mun Rashid. So after eating, he began to pick up the bits and pieces from the table spread. And he began eating it. So astonished by this, Khalif Ma'mun Rashid said to him, "Oh Sheikh, such a great Sheikh who would teach hadith. He was a master in this field, dear viewers." So he said to him, "Oh Sheikh, is your hunger still not satiated? Aap abhi bhi khana kha rahe hain, yahan wahan se utha utha karke. Agar bhook lagi hai, if you are still hungry, then eat from this lavish and wonderful dishes that have been provided, subhanAllah." It was the royal family, it was the king's home, dear viewers. And subhanAllah, he replied, he says, "Of course it is. The food is mawjood and present here. But it is actually a matter of the hadith that Sayyidina Hammad bin Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned to me." Hutba bin Khalid is saying, "I have heard from Hammad bin Salama who mentioned to me that whoever picks up the bits and pieces from the dining mat and eats them will become fearless of being dependent on another." Allahu Akbar. Bas isi wajah se maine aisa kiya. I was acting upon this hadith. Is hadith par main amal kar raha tha. Is wajah se main utha utha karke kha raha tha. Upon this, Ma'mun Rashid became really impressed. Itna khush hua wo, itna khush hua ki subhanallah, he signaled his servant who brought 1,000 dinars wrapped in a cloth. And he said, "This is a gift and a tuhfa for you." Allahu Akbar. So, Hutba bin Khalid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, the blessings of acting upon the hadith immediately became so apparent. Allahu Akbar, that Allah Kareem will not make you muhtaj and dependent on the next person if you do this action and amal. And I did not have any idea that it would work so quick. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali says, Allah Kareem will increase your sustenance, your blessings for you. He will enhance your luxuries by many folds. You will have children that will be born free from defects and faults, according to one narration, subhanallah. According to one narration, those bits and pieces that you lift and you pick up from the table spread and eat, dear viewers, shall be mahr and dowry for the hurs of paradise. All these are part of etiquettes, and Islam has taught us mannerism of the table, dear viewers. The mother of the believers, Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, had said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his home and he saw a piece of bread that was lying on the ground, on the floor. It was laying on the floor, so he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up, cleaned it and ate it. Dear viewers, focus. The blessed wife says that he picked up the food, cleaned it and ate it. Can you and I ever think that we can be anywhere next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in status? Never. Never. And him being the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal, what a guide. He teaches us that the food that has fallen to the floor can also be eaten. But our statuses are too high, dear viewers. It's not according to our status to ever pick up anything that touches the ground. We are very hygiene people. Allahu Akbar. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us not to waste, but rather to respect this ni'mah. Because the beloved Nabi then said, oh Aisha, honor the good thing as this, yani the bread, does not return if it has run away from any nation. How many nations are suffering for one slice of bread? Roti ka ek tukda hi mil jaye unke liye guzara ho jayega. Hum unko kya yaad nahi karte? Unko yaad kiya hum nahi karte, dear viewers. Think about it. It's a blessing and ni'mat from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if it leaves any nation, it never returns back to that nation. Respect the food. Hamari jo bacche hote hain aajkal, especially in South Africa, I have seen in many homes and many places where the sides of the bread, roti ke jo ird-gird ka jo hissa hota hai, usko nikala jata hai, usko beech ka hissa khaya jata hai. The center of the bread is eaten and the sides, which is the crust, is removed and thrown. Sometimes we say, no, with the niyat to feed the birds and the ants, and we just let it go. But come into the habit of eating it. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong at all. Now let's go through the causes of deprivation in sustenance, dear viewers of Madani channel. What are some of these causes? So that we make amal and we make niyat that inshallah azza wa jalla we will eat, and according to this narration that we're going to see inshallah azza wa jalla. So these things have been mentioned, and subhanallah, it is stated that to eat without washing the hands will cause deprivation in your sustenance. To eat without washing the hands. Allahu Akbar. To eat without covering the head. To eat and drink while sitting at the doorstep. To eat near the deceased causes deprivation and sustenance. To eat without bathing after ghusl has become fard upon a person. Ablution of the entire body has become necessary and compulsory upon a person. And then you eat without taking that ritual bath, dear viewers. It is something which will cause the blessings to be removed from your life. To delay eating after the food has been served is also another way. To eat on a bed without laying a dining mat. Or to eat on a bed whilst you are sitting by the headboard, for example, and the food is served towards the direction where you place your feet at the time of sleeping is another way of causing deprivation in your sustenance. To bite off the bread instead of breaking it with your hands, as we discussed this. Allahu Akbar. To use broken clay, utensils, plates, cups, it is makruh to drink water, tea, etc., etc., from the side of the cup that is chipped, cracked. People have the habit to still serve in those utensils. Kindly do not use them. Do not use those plates, cups, bowls, whatever it may be, that are cracked. And there are many harmful, you know, germs and bacteria that may be embedded or within the cracks that you and I cannot see, our eyes, the naked eye can't see. Usko na khaayen, aap us cheez ko dur kar de apne aap se. Not to clean the used plates and pots well as you eat causes deprivation in sustenance. To wash the hands, Allah, to swallow food particles stuck between the teeth after removing them by dental floss or toothpick, for example, and then you eat them causes deprivation in sustenance, dear viewers. One should recite Bismillah and cover them, because if it is left uncovered, it is stated that calamities descend into the food and drink and they spoil them, causing illnesses in the home. Ab khana paka chuke hain to usko dhak dein. Pani pi chuke hain usko dhak dein kisi cheez se. Usko khula na chode. Allahu Akbar. To throw bread at such places where it would be disrespected or trampled by people. Roti ho, bread ho, naan ho, jo bhi ho, aap khane ko is jagah pe, aise jagah pe na chhodein, jahan pe uski behurmati ho, beadabi ho, log us pe paav rakhein, kadam rakhein, us pe chalein. And this will become a sinful action, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Badruddin Zarnuji, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has mentioned other forms of deprivation to sleep in excess. Jo bohut zyada soye, deprivation. To sleep naked, Allahu Akbar. To urinate shamelessly. Yani, a person who answers the call of the nature in public roadsides, where a person is not even concerned who's watching, who's not watching, and then he goes on. This causes deprivation. To be lazy in picking up the bits and pieces and crumbs of food from the dining mat also causes deprivation. To burn the peel of an onion or garlic. To sweep one's home, not with the broom, but rather with the clothes that you are wearing on the body. Just for example, you have a scarf in your hand, you have a towel, you have a kurta, and you don't have the broom and you want to clean the dust from the floor with using those clothes is not a light action. Even to sweep at night, dear viewers, to leave the garbage, the bin, inside the home is also something which is disliked. Allahu Akbar. To call parents by their names, and a lot of children out there do this. Stop calling your parents by their names. They are your parents, they are your friends, or you're smaller than you in age. So a person should not do this. Call your parents with good names. Abba, Abba Jan, Ammi Jan, mother, whatever you call them, but not by names, dear viewers. And also to stand whilst leaning on a side of the door, to make wudu in the toilet area. There are so many reasons for deprivation in sustenance, dear viewers, and we want to earn barakah and blessings in our sustenance. Then we need to follow these Madani pearls, dear viewers. 90% of the time, we forget to read our du'as at the time of eating. Bhool jate hain. Aadat nahi hai. Agar bismillah padha bhi hai, to dil mein padha hoga. Many a times we don't have the habit of reciting it loudly so that at least the one next to you as children, family members can also hear and be blessed to also recite, because people forget. If you remember, then why in the heart? Why not loudly so that others could also benefit from you? Because you never heard them, and everybody recites in the heart. Then what will be the state, dear viewers? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu had said, we were present in the blessed court of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a meal was served. He says, in the beginning we saw such blessings which we have never seen before. Aisi barkatein humne apne aankhon se dekha jo kabhi humne nahi dekha pehle. But then we noticed an obvious decrease in the blessings at the end. Okay, achanak se khana khatam ho gaya. What a decrease in the food that we never saw before. So we humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did this happen? Aisa kyun hua? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, all of us had recited Bismillah before eating. Then a person joined us without reciting Bismillah. Therefore, Shaitan ate with him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan ate with him. Now this is the condition of many of us, dear viewers, that Shaitan joins us in all the meals that we have. Lekin we are unconcerned about that, dear viewers. We don't care whether Shaitan is there or he's not there. And what is our condition, dear viewers? We just continue eating and eating without being concerned, dear viewers. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating a morsel of food. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it will become light in the stomach of the person who has eaten it. Recite Ya Wajidu. Recite Ya Wajidu O Alhamdulillah between every muscle, and continue reciting Bismillah, continue reciting Ya Wajidu before you swallow the food. Do not wipe your hands or knife on the roti, naan or bread. It is a sunnah not to do that, dear viewers. People have the habit, if the fingers are messed, lick it. You don't need to use the roti like a tissue paper or serviette or towel and wipe your fingers. That's not for wiping. Nor is the knife supposed to be wiped on the bread after using butter, jam, or any other thing like that, dear viewers. Yes. Sometimes if there's extra left over, you use your finger and clean the knife and you can apply it on the bread, inshallah, azza wa jal. It is a sunnah to lay a dining mat on the floor and eat on it. Avoid eating while sitting cross-legged, bareheaded, leaning on something, or laying down completely. These important matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sitting on the floor is a sunnah. But if you're sitting on the floor to eat food, then do not sit with your legs crossed like this. Is andaze pe humko nahi baithna hai. Balki this andaza will actually cause your stomach to bulge, to pop out. The sunnah is to sit on one leg and to raise one knee. And there are many other sunnah methods of eating as well. If the bread is on the dining mat, start eating before the gravy arrives. Agar table pe rotiya aa chuki hai. If the roti and the naan and the bread has arrived before the gravy, then don't wait for the gravy to come. Then only you're going to start. Take a piece of bread and eat in the meantime. Beginning and ending the meal with salt is the cure for 70 illnesses, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is stated that do not break the bread with one hand, as this is the sign of arrogance. People have the habit of ki rotiyan ek taraf hai, khana ek taraf hai, to ek ungli se, ek haath se rotiyan toda jata hai. Ye ghalat tariqa hai. It is also disliked. It is a sign of arrogance. Hold the bread with the left hand and break it with the right hand. Make a habit of breaking the bread over the bowl of gravy or food. Otherwise, the crumbs and pieces from the bread can fall on the floor or on the table and it will get swept, as is our habit. So thus, we need to come into the habit of remembering to do this and teaching our kids as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Eat with the right hand, drink with the right hand, give with the right hand, take with the right hand. Allahu Akbar, everything should be done with the right hand, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is the way of the devil and shaitan to use the left hand. But we say, no, hum to seedhe yahan sikhate hain, lekin jab pani peete hain to ulte haath se kyun peete hain? Aadat ban chuki hai. Aadat ban chuki hai. We are not in the habit of understanding. The dalil we give is, no, humare haath gande hain to glass ganda ho jata hai. The solution is simple. When licking the finger is sunnah, then lick the finger and hold the glass. It's gonna either way go for washing. Why do you want to deprive yourself from the sunnah and action of the beloved Rasul of drinking water according to how Islam taught us to drink? Don't fear about the messing of the glass. Fear of missing the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this becomes a person's mindset, then trust me, he chases for bigger things in life. His aim is to get more thawab and reward because he's not happy with what he's got. He wants more rewards and thawab. And especially when your niyat is sunnah, Allah knows your intentions. You will be rewarded for that, subhanallah. Thus, eat in small morsels of food and chew food properly without making noise. Very important, especially when you're drinking tea and water. Sip without making noise. Chew without making noise. Swallowing the food which has not been chewed properly places unnecessary burden on the stomach, on the intestines. So don't give the job of the teeth to the intestines. Daat ka kaam hai chabana, pet ka kaam hai usko hazam karna. So jo daat ka kaam hai usko pet ko na de. It should not be done like that, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So inshallah, azza wa jal, let's try to make amal upon this as well. Preparing the next morsel of food before swallowing the previous morsel is a sign of greed. Ki banda greedy banda. Ki ek niwala bhi halak ki niche utra nahi hai ki dusra niwala haath mein leke intezar mein. Yeah, he is busy preparing the next morsel and niwala. So the sign of arrogance, the sign of greed is when you are still eating and you got the next morsel waiting to go into your mouth. So, tearing bread with the teeth is unpleasant and a cause of deprivation of blessings and sustenance. And it is not liked, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to do so. Subhanallah, let's talk about some fruits. Allahu Akbar. Fruits are commonly eaten after a meal. We all like to eat, but listen to what the proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, had stated. He says, if there is fruit on the table, on your dastarkhan, then it should be served and eaten before the meal because of its health benefits. Fruits digest quickly, so they should be in the lower part of the stomach because they digest the food, or they digest very quickly. Now, the Quranic verse which has been presented is, and fruits from whatever they will choose and the meat of birds. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about fruits first and then he spoke about meat in the Holy Quran Park. When we eat and there's fruits, so we first eat the meat, and after we are full and there's no space left in the stomach, then over and above we want to add fruits to it. If a person doesn't get sick, do you expect him to get healthier than he is? It will cause sickness, laziness, fatigueness, na jaane aur kitni bimariyan, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, our Imam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, eat watermelon before a meal because it cleans the stomach and eradicates illnesses. Form this habit. Form this habit. Ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. We like to eat it and we eat it at the wrong time. The right thing is eaten and needs to be eaten in the correct time. So you will prepare the intestines and the stomach for the food that will go thereafter. So first use these, eat these fruits, inshallah, azza wa jal, and thereafter you can have your meal. A very important Madani pearl, dear viewers, is to not criticize food by saying it is not tasty, it is not cooked properly, it does not have enough salt, the meat is too high, the spice is too much, the potato is so solid and hard like a rock, so on and so forth. Eat what you like. Otherwise, leave it if you dislike it. However, if you really want to correct the food, then you need to correct the cook in a better and private manner. We can advise the cook, please brother, I don't understand why like this, why like that, speak to him. But it is disliked in Islam to criticize the food itself. Allahu Akbar. One should not criticize the food, dear viewers of Madani channel. Finding faults in the fruits, Allahu Akbar. The ulama have stated finding faults in fruit is worse than criticizing the cooked food, because food is prepared by human hands and fruits is to the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to find faults in the fruits is worse than finding faults in the food itself. Do not eat from the center of the plate as blessings descend in the middle of the plate. Eat from the side closest to you instead of taking food from different parts of the plate. All these Madani pearls are still important, inshallah. We are repeating some of them, dear viewers. If there are variety of foods on a plate, one can take whatever they wish, no problem. But it is the practice of the non-Muslims to consider it a good thing to eat in silence. Allahu Akbar. But there is no harm in staying quiet. If you don't feel like talking, you don't have to speak. As some people dislike being quiet all the time. They want to say something. They have to say something while they're eating. They will have mainly conversations when they eat. Maybe sometimes that is the only time when you can have a decent conversation. Everybody is busy during the day. And now that you got together, you're having a meal and you're talking. So it is actually the practice of the non-Muslim to consider it a good thing to eat in silence. But there is no harm in staying quiet if you do not feel like talking. However, excessive speech is disliked at all times, dear viewers. So talk about virtuous matters. For example, when you're eating with your family or guests, talk about the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a photocopy of the etiquettes of eating and drinking and stick it around and discuss these matters. It needs to be reminded over and again. It needs to be drummed over and again, especially in the kids. Because they will grow up with these values, these mannerisms that can cause others to come closer to Islam if they will do it, inshallah, azza wa jal. It is stated, do not talk about repulsive matters like answering the call of nature, vomiting, you know, dirty things at the time of eating. Yeh ghalat baat hai. People enjoy such conversation at times. Yeh bahut ghalat baat hai. Is tarah ki baat hai, khane ke table pe nahi kiya jata. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful Madani pearl. Depriving people of food by placing a lot in your plate. Taking the tasty food for yourself and leaving the rest for others. Tamam gosht meri hi plate mein aaya aur unke plate mein sirf sala nahi chala jaye to theek hai. Is tarah ki jo soch hai ye ghalat hai, dear viewers. It is inappropriate to do this, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So allow for others to refill their plate. If you sacrifice delicious food for other Islamic brothers or family members, you will be rewarded, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Listen to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever desires something but chooses to leave it for somebody else will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Isme bhi bakhshish. Have you seen, dear viewers? If you have left something that you want to benefit from and eat, but you left it for someone else for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, chale, isme bhi bakhshish hai. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Look at the beauty of Islam and the benefit of reciting the kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So come into the practice. Come into practice, especially in programs, in functions, in get-togethers, in ceremonies when you are there and there are elderly around you, subhanallah, there are elders. Offer them. Etiquette is let allow them to eat. If there's less meat, try and dish out only for you that much that you can manage to eat and try and leave the rest for others. So that they can get with this niyyah, that what I wanted to take, I left it for somebody else. And Allah knows the niyyat of the heart. He will pardon your sins, inshallah, azza wa jal. To stop eating once you are still slightly hungry is a very good way. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ali says, you would never ever be in need of a doctor if you learn to pull your hands from the plate whilst you're still hungry. Kabhi kabhi pet bhar jata hai, khwahishat nahi bharti. And the nafs needs more and more and more. A person has finished eating, he has finished drinking his water, he's done. But he will keep on taking salan, licking the gravy, trying something else. Then nafs is not enough, right? So how you eat is very important, dear little Mother Nature. You would never be in need of a doctor if you know when to pull your hand. It's an art of eating. You just know when to put that stop despite your nafs wanting more. And when the taste bud, they crave for more food, they demand more food. It's just for the taste. It's not the stomach. The stomach is full. There's no capacity. It's actually talking to you and saying, bhai, please don't give me more. I don't need more. But the nafs wants to keep sending into the stomach. Control the nafs, inshallah, azza wa jalla. There are so many blessings of reading the du'as to also be recited at the time of eating, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us immensely for acting upon the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat sweet foods, honey, vinegar, dates, watermelon, cucumber and gourd. Allahu Akbar. The favorite meat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the four-leg neck and back of a goat. Four-leg neck and back of the goat was a favorite meat portions from the goat for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes our Aqa and Master ate dates with cucumber, watermelon or bread as well. We have come to the end of the program, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, today's program have taught us how to eat with good mannerism, etiquettes of eating, the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned about the deprivation in sustenance as well. Allah Kareem, hame amal ke tawfiq ata farmaye. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon our most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seek forgiveness in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Until next week, stay good, be good, do good. And remember, this is the mission of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.